Mayor.
Here.
Mayor, sir.
All right, so I think we're gonna go ahead and bypass the Pledge of Allegiance and those things just because we're having some issues here. But first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments or?
If there are no questions, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion is made to approve by Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar and second by Councilmember McPherson. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? And that motion carries. At this point, we need to go to an executive session. If we could have a motion for that.
I move we convene an executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 742061 to consider records that are exempt from disclosure as provided in Chapter 1, Title 74, Idaho Code, to communicate with the city attorney to discuss the legal ramifications of and legal options for controversies not yet being litigated but imminently likely to be litigated.
Greg McPherson, second.
Motion is made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And so for this session, we need myself, council, city attorney, Mark Bybee, Bill Gigray, city engineer, Paul, and Bob Bachman, Kent Gigridge, and Chris Ingalls. And so, Chris, do you want to, does everybody know what we're doing here for this? We're going to have to bounce off of this call. And
so, yeah, we will close out of this meeting, go to another meeting for confidentiality reasons. And then once executive session has concluded, then we will come back to this session with the login and links that were provided in your packet.
Okay, we will adjourn. All right, we are back in session and we have been in executive session under Idaho Code Section 74-206-1D. Information was received and no action was taken.
Mayor, please hold.
Mayor, holding.
Hi, John.
Thank you, Mayor. We're ready to go.
Okay, very good. That brings us to business items 8A, Prospector Gravity Sewer Project, Paul Stevens, City Engineer.
Which one are we doing?
Consideration to approve $19,902 contingency for Prospector lift station demolition and gravity maintenance or gravity mainline constructions.
We had a budget item of
$400,000 for this project, and we're our low bid is $419,902. In order to move forward, we need to request contingency funds for $19,902.
Okay. So it looks like that's the amount that we need just to carry on with this project. So,
Mr. Mayor, Bill Gigrave, with your permission.
Yes.
You might ask the city engineer to make a recommendation specifically as to who they find is the lowest responsible bidder on this project.
So,
Mr. Mayor, Council, this is Poole, city engineer. We received four bids. They range from $419,902.
$757,627.
The references and Paul Spilzer found out about Cougar, and we discovered that they are a responsible bidder and recommend them as the successful bidder.
All right, very good.
I move we approve the expenditure of $19,900 from the contingency fund for the Prospector lift station demolition and gravity mainline construction.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve $19,902 from the contingency for the Prospector lift station demolition and gravity mainline construction. Is there any further discussion?
Mayor, this is Rich Cardoza. I just want to confirm that the contingency is coming from the sewer fund.
Yes, Richard, that would be correct. This is Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
All
right, very good. Anything further? All right, we have the motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? And that motion carries. So we have next consideration to approve resolution number R26-2020, a resolution of the City Council of Puna, Idaho, accepting and awarding the bid for the 2020 Prospector Gravity Sewer Project to Cougar Excavation in the amount of $419,902. Directing expenditure of funds from the sewer fund for said project and authorizing the mayor, city clerk, and city engineer to execute the contract documents with said bidder.
Based upon the recommendation of the city engineer, the lowest responsible bid is from Cougar Excavation. So I move we approve resolution number R26-2020.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution R26-2020. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? That motion carries. That brings us to item B, consideration to approve resolution number R27-2020. Chris Ingalls, City Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Resolution R27-2020 is just confirmation of authority to be conducting virtual meeting with the potential of public virtual access for all members of the public. Stand for any questions.
So one of the biggest issues here is public hearings, and this also allows us to take comments and hear comments from the public in the matters of public hearings when City Hall has to be closed in a situation such as this. So They've spent a lot of time working on this and making it establish the guidelines and getting legal advice on that. So I think this will help put us in good shape.
Agreed. If there are no questions, then I move approve resolution number R27, 2020.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R27-2020, a resolution of the City Council of the City of CUNA setting forth certain purposes, establishing a City of CUNA virtual meeting attendance policy, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to establish and implement a process of protocol that provides notice to and affords members of the public virtual access to all city meetings and hearings, and direct the city clerk and setting an effective date. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you. So I'll just, for mayor and council announcements, I'll just kind of give you a update on what's going on right now with the COVID-19. We obviously came out of the stay at home order and are now under a stay healthy order. That doesn't change a whole lot. It has opened a few more businesses. We're going to see how that all works out. They're using a 2-week time period in between stages of reopening Idaho, because 2 weeks is kind of what it takes to really see what happens as far as number of cases that come in and exposure and that type of thing. So that's why that 2 weeks is key in all of this. So we met with Lisa Holland, put together, I had her, when this first came out, I saw that there was some disconnects that were probably going to happen. So I had Lisa contact, she worked with the Chamber of Commerce and the clerk's office to come up with all the business licenses and contact as many local businesses as we could, so that we could have a phone conversation and talk about what was required of them by the state to get open back up, and then also evaluate some needs and see what we could do to help so that everybody could be on the same page and make that process a little easier for everyone. So it went pretty well throughout the process. I think we only had one person that called us a Nazi, and everybody else was pretty receptive and wanting to do their part. I will say for the record that we have a very great community of business owners that really do care about not only themselves, but their employees and their customers. And that made that process very easy. And I think it was just a good thing that we all communicated and stayed on the same page. So that's where we're kind of at with that. The number of cases in Idaho have been slowly declining, so we're in good shape. The hospitals have been able to stock up on some things that they need in case we do have a reoccurrence of cases that come. Idaho's pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to priority, because we don't have a large number of cases. However, Federal Reserves are doing pretty well, and they're pretty strong. So should the need arise, we should be able to come up with what we need for PPEs and ventilators and that type of thing for the hospital. So hospital capacities are good and ready for anything if it does happen. So we're in good shape there. If you do happen to notice any differences in the numbers coming from the Ada County Coroner's Office and also Central District Health as far as a number of deaths go, the Ada County Coroner's Office uses a death that occurs in Ada County and it's listed as an Ada County death, whereas Central District Health uses addresses. So if someone from Mountain Home was hospitalized in Boise and they passed away in Boise, they would be counted as an Ada County death. and Central District Health would count them as a different county. So that's kind of why you would see a discrepancy there if there is, but everything's moving along pretty well. We've got pretty good, we live in a really good community. I'm really proud to be a member of this community because we have less problems than the others. So things are going pretty well. And that's kind of all I have for that.
Hey, Mayor, can I ask you a quick question? Apologies, this is Warren Christensen.
Yes, please.
And I feel like I should know this answer, but as far as city parks are concerned, do you know what phasing it occurs in where we can untape playground equipment and stuff for the families out here? I've just gotten a few questions about that, just with the kids of my own and their parents, but I don't know if we know an answer to that yet or not.
Sure. So actually, some of the cities have actually already started doing that, and I don't know if that's in response to protests or what it is. I'm still relying heavily on the health officials' recommendations. It looks like probably here in the next phase we'll be able to go ahead and open those things up. Or the splash pad, that's one that we've been talking about. I've asked for clarification on the transmission and water and the water that as it gets treated and what the possibilities are there. Haven't gotten back a response yet from Central District Health, but I think that they are making some of those determinations, and it looks like it's probably going to be a pretty good chance that the splash pad can open fairly soon. The only other issue we would have there as far as parks is the public restrooms. And that one I really can't answer as to what we're going to need to do to be able to get those open back up and running again. But we should be getting pretty close on all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll have to put John on toilet paper theft if they open the restrooms.
All right, is there anything further? Oh, I've one other thing that I guess I better mention is so we haven't been we put this in place here today for public hearings. We haven't been having those, obviously, and so what that's going to do is some of the public hearings that were actually scheduled for this month we'll move on to the next month, and so we're trying to shift those in to where it's going to push everybody out a little more. Some that we're right now we've got scheduled up to the end of July for public hearings, so that isn't necessarily what some of the developers and some of their representatives wanted to hear, but we're trying to do this as far as we can and get everybody back into line and get things going again. So it should work out pretty smoothly, and we didn't want to stack too many all at once. It's hard to make a good informed decision when you have a 12,000 page packet. So we'll get those all up and coming, and that'll all start up again here soon. So other than that, that's all I have. If there's anybody else has anything, if not, we will adjourn. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.